We are here with Michelle Hunter. You are the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Development at the Credit Union of Southern California. You're up the road from me.
Yes.
I'm in San Diego, so
very cool. Orange County, we're neighbors.
Right on.
So here we are in Arizona.
We have to connect. Exactly. So we're talking about CUNA, Credit Union Awareness Initiative. So give us a quick overview of what's going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am so privileged and honored to be just one of 16 on an advisory committee or group that CUNA has launched to try and propel credit union awareness. We have 100 million members, but there are 325 million Americans, so we think there are 325 million reasons why we should be...
I agree. Getting their attention.
Yeah, exactly. Either deepen relationships that our members already have with us or speaking to those who we can help with a financial need. And so 2016, we started conversation around how do we create greater awareness? Mm-hmm. How do we position credit unions in the category of credit unions to be selected when a consumer has a financial need, either opening an account or switching accounts? We want to be in the consideration set.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, we think we're the best kept secret and we're the most able to serve folks, and they just don't know yet about us.
Let's get out of the best kept secret category and get into like the most well-known financial institution category. How about that?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And while we know there are credit unions individually doing wonderful things, we don't want to take away from that. This is not a advertising campaign or a marketing campaign or, you know, a branding campaign for individual credit unions. There's pockets and credit unions are doing great. We just think, how much better can we do if we can unify the voice of 6,000 credit unions and catapult the awareness of credit unions as a category, a financial institution category.
Glad you brought that up, because so is there going to be some sort of unified message, kind of like a Got Milk campaign, which we all kind of refer to when we talk about this type of stuff? Is there something like in the works with that, or what's the status there?
So yes and no.
Yay.
I have to say.
Oh, yay?
So we started.
Maybe?
No, it is a yay. It is a good thing. But I just want to be clear. So we started with research. And so we thought, you know, we have this huge hill to climb to create awareness and be top of mind amongst consumers. And so we started with research. And what we're finding is there's four myths that we're really setting out to dispel with a single focus message that resonates. And that resonates part is really important too, because all of us say things like, hey, member owner. Well, does that matter to the average consumer?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Right, and are we just sort of clouding the issue with this jargon that, quite honestly, if it doesn't mean anything to the consumer, then why are we using it?
Right.
So yes, we're trying to create a uniformed brand platform for the category of credit unions using messages that resonate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that you would say it's Got Milk, because that's kind of a campaign. But if you really look at the category of credit unions and establishing a brand platform, and a platform could be anything that, you know, you start from that. So it's a strategy. So branding and messaging and advertising all come from that. But there's an awareness of credit unions at a higher level. And then messaging is created at an individual level from that.
Okay, gotcha. So what's the heart of the matter here with the brand platform? And a couple of examples would be helpful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So really what we're doing is we are working on a credit union brand platform. And to get your head around what a platform is, maybe I could give you some examples. So let's take Starbucks. Most people know, whether you like Starbucks coffee or not, most people know Starbucks.
Right.
And Schultz, the owner and the brainchild behind Starbucks, came up with a brand platform for Starbucks. And some folks may not have heard of it. It's called The Third Space.
Okay. I didn't know about it, so yeah.
I love it.
So The Third Space, I'll tell you what it's not.
Yeah.
So the first space, and what The Third Space is not, is the home. The second space is the office, and the third space is Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it drives everything that Starbucks launches. Mm-hmm. So their menu, their structure within their stores, mm-hmm. how that looks, mm-hmm. the type of music that they play. And it's really centered around, it's a community place. Mm-hmm. It's a place to go for, you know, just a few minutes to have peace, yeah. if you can find some peace yeah. there. Depends on which Starbucks you go
exactly.
to. Exactly. But they also create an area where you can easily pull out your laptop. So that's the third space. It's okay. not home, it's not work, but it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. And that's the brand platform okay. that they've okay. created.
All right.
Another well-known one is McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So McDonald's actually has a brand platform too, mm-hmm. and that is simple, easy enjoyment.
Makes sense to me.
But have you ever heard them reference it?
Never.
Never heard of simple, easy enjoyment. But that's their brand platform. And from that, they develop their meals, their menus, mm-hmm. their play area for mm-hmm. kids. Mm-hmm. Everything about their store is centered around that. Right. Now, have you heard, I'm loving it?
Yes.
So their that, tagline, yeah. they're right. So that's the campaign that is coming and breathing life into
okay.
this platform. So yes. that you have heard, but the platform you haven't.
Right.
But they all align and they kind of feed into mm-hmm. one another.
Yeah, it sounds like the platform is more like an internal type thing, whereas the campaign is obviously an external thing. So but the internal drives the external. Am
that's
I on the
right
track here?
Exactly. Okay. The platform is really the strategy mm-hmm. and the marketing and the branding comes from the strategy, mm-hmm. but it isn't solely the platform.
Gotcha.
It's one component of it.
And this is along what you guys are doing with the credit unions, creating this
goal.
Platform to push that strategy out the door.
That's exactly
totally
what we're
makes sense.
Striving to do.
Right
yeah.
On, right on. Gosh, I can't remember who I was talking to and they were like, thank you, Navy Federal Credit Union, for, you know, we've all seen their ads on like football games, Super Bowl, all that type of stuff.
Yes.
And kind of inadvertently, that's almost kind of like a credit union message, you know? And so it's almost like, hey, thanks for that. But I know there's also a need for collectively, and I think a lot of people are in the same boat, that there's, you know, hey, there's got to be this unified message of our industry as well. So.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say kudos to Navy Fed
yeah.
for at least elevating the idea of credit unions.
Yep.
But there is also a little bit of a myth that comes with some advertising from folks like Navy Fed.
Oh, let's hear.
So the number one.
No.
It's true okay. that there's a good and a bad, right? There's two sides to every coin.
Right, right.
So the bad in some of the larger institutions, credit unions advertising is that consumers are confused if they can join. That was the number one problem we found is I'm not eligible. I've heard of a credit union, but I'm not eligible to join. They think they have to work for the federal government, be a part of the Navy, or work for a school district in order to be eligible to open accounts. So that's one of those myths that we have to dispel. So it's a great thing, and we've got a lot of positives to work on, but we have some myths that are, you know, pretty monumental that we're trying to overcome.
That's a big
one.
Right.
Yeah, awareness. You're eligible. You can join.
Pretty almost everybody. You can find a credit union that will meet their membership requirements.
That's exactly
so, yeah.
right. Yeah. And we need to overcome this myth that we're very narrow focused mm-hmm. and credit union membership is difficult to get into and almost exclusive. It's like no. We have community charter nows, and community charter opens the field of membership for
those
so
are big
many
doors
folks.
Open.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
What else you got? What else is? What are some of the other myths that we need to dispel?
Credit unions are for the little guy, the underserved, which is we wear with a badge of honor that, hey, we do serve these folks. And that's all great, and we're not proposing that you change that. But we need to understand that that message also doesn't resonate with consumers who are aspiring to be bigger and better. Whatever that bigger, better, successful
yeah.
message is
yeah.
for them,
yeah.
that we're not just for those in need or the needy, the poor. We can certainly meet you there, but even those who are there don't aspire to be there. And so there's this there's a belief that it's only for those who are the down and out. But hey, I'm only temporarily stopping here. I've got this successful path ahead of me, and therefore a credit union can't serve me because I've got this success in my future. I don't want to associate with that, if you
will. They're along with you your entire journey. You
that's
know?
Right.
Not just when you're down in the doldrums, you know, they're there to help you get out of that and then help you
succeed.
Exactly.
Yep. Right. We will help you get there wherever there may be.
Exactly. And even if you're already there.
Yep.
They can be there with you as well.
Okay, that's cool. Right. Exactly.
Anything else that we need to know of that we can kind of help dispel?
You know, I think one of the things we're just asking folks to be mindful of is, again, this isn't a marketing campaign or a branding campaign or an advertising campaign, and nobody is asking you to disband or to get rid of what you're currently doing. We're just saying, hey, this is for folks who don't know about us or who we can actually serve with more products and services if given the privilege and opportunity. So it's a higher level than individual credit unions. Right. It's just taking that message that we give, which isn't wrong. Each of us identify ourselves very specifically with credit union jargon, but if you even look at Wikipedia, it's all accurate and correct, just like individual credit unions' messages on their website. Right, it's all accurate and correct, but it's a little disjointed. There's a lot of messages in there. If we can just come together and solidify how we're going to communicate who we are and what we do to, you know, the masses, gosh, if we can't even agree on the messaging amongst ourselves, then no wonder that consumers are confused about what we do. So if we can just come together on that and kind of push forward as 6,000 individual folks working under this massive umbrella, I think that, you know, the future is bright.
Great message to end on. Michelle, thank you.